Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Friday Eve. We've definitely got some heavy rain and thunderstorms rolling through. I was outside here at Casa Katz in lovely Hanover County just a couple of moments ago, and I could hear the thunder. It is booming, and it was really it was an interesting sight because bright sunshine, but the thunder was booming, and now it is definitely getting a little cloudy. We're going to have it. I mean, simple as that. Throughout the next 24 18 hours, I guess 16 hours. So it's something you need to be on guard against. There's an interesting story coming across that I want to share with you, and then we're going to be chatting with our buddy Dr. Keith Ablo, who joins us every Friday Eve at this time. But the comments from the vice president about removing police officers from schools are now coming back to haunt her. People who have had children attacked and killed in schools are outraged. Kamala Harris said, we need to, quote, demilitarize our schools. We have to take police officers out of schools. Outrageous. Absolutely outrageous. I mean, it just gets crazier and crazier. So a little bit later, we'll be able to see the CNN television program where the vice president, the guy who wants to be vice president, sat down with one of their cheerleaders and had a really, a heart-to-heart, an in-depth sort of a thing. And you and I are experiencing what I believe is technically called gaslighting. And I wanted to get the official documentation on that from somebody who would know, Dr. Keith Ablo, who can shed some light on this tactic that is being used. Keith, thank you for being here, my friend.
Hey, it's a pleasure. How are you, Jeff?
I am doing great. And I got to tell you, before we go any further and we solve all the problems of the world, National Dog Day was the other day, and your pup is absolutely adorable.
As is yours, and she's a great addition, you know, from the streets of Texas to the streets of Newburyport, Mass.
Wow.
I wish she could vote. Maybe Massachusetts would finally find sanity amidst the chaos and insanity that besieges us.
Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah, if only we could turn it over to the dogs, I think we probably would be better in a lot of cases. I need you to explain for all of us this term gaslighting, because it really has a legitimate meaning. And my sense is that all of these media types who are telling me, oh, no, Kamala Harris, she's not part of the Biden-Harris administration. This is something new and fresh. And it really is saying, hey, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes, right?
Right. Yeah. And you know, the relationship between Democrats and the voters that they'd like to convince to stay in the abusive relationship with them is mimicking an abusive relationship. Gaslighting is emotional abuse. Right. It's basically where people tell their victims things that make them question, well, wait a sec, maybe I'm crazy.
Yes.
Right. And so it's literally saying things like, well, that never happened. And you're like, well, wait a second, you did, you said that, you did, you called me that name, or you did these things. I did not.
Right.
Everybody says that you don't remember things correctly. And so in what's been called post-truth politics, what is that? It's a form of political gaslighting. It makes you think, well, maybe I'm crazy. She's saying she wasn't part of that administration, and she wasn't the border czar.
Right.
These things weren't her responsibility. She says it, you know, without any, you know, qualifications. Maybe could I have gotten it wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I get a lot of things wrong. That's what they want, though, because they want to shake your confidence in yourself. They want you to think you're a little crazy. Wow. So that you then say, well, I'm no one to judge.
Right. Right. So.
Right.
We hear that phrase. We've heard it, I don't know, the last decade for sure. It's really taken on traction. Who are you to judge, right? You can't judge anyone, but isn't that part of being a human being? I need to judge people in situations.
Well, exactly right. And you don't want to take your marching orders really from anybody unless you've joined the military and then you've contracted to do it.
Right.
But the government, the Democrat government, wants to sever, and it's they want to sever you from yourself. So what you're talking about, Jeff, are your instincts. People have a barometer of truth inside them. That's why, by the way, we're vulnerable to an epidemic of depression, drug abuse, and everything else in times when there are post-truth politics. Because people do get dispirited. And I mean the word intentionally. They're cut off from their internal self, this barometer of truth. What are they really cut off from? Well, God.
Right.
Because what is that? You're not going to find it under an electron microscope or with an MRI. It's your sense of whether things make sense.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't. That's the enemy to them.
Yeah.
They want you to question literally everything about yourself that would seem obvious. And down to your gender, why would you think that God had any particular plan for you as to your gender? Why would you think that the universe or God had any plan for you as to your pregnancy?
Right.
You can go with the state and look only to them for the abusive relationship and question. They want to spin you around so much that you get dizzy.
Yeah.
And you say, well, Biden doesn't have dementia. And these are the lines of the gaslighting. Well, what do you really think? This is what a romantic gaslighter would say when lying. You really think we'd make this up?
Mm-hmm.
His doctor says he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think that's not true? Well, I mean, I saw him stumble over these words. I saw him fall. He seemed to be walking off the stage in the wrong direction.
Yeah
well, you're not making any sense. You're just not making any sense. So there are these one-liners that when they're delivered, like you might in a friendly interview with people who want to throw the country under the bus, you say, well, wait, I mean, I don't see any, like, shame. I don't see any hesitation. They're delivering these lines like, man, am I crazy? Maybe I'm crazy.
Right. Right. So, Keith, I'm assuming that many of us, I won't speak for you, I know that I will watch this television show. I don't want to call it an interview because for me, an interview is something that happens in a live time frame, right? Good, bad, and ugly.
Right.
All the warts are there. So this is a pre-produced television show. I accidentally, maybe this is Freudian, I called it...
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
CNN sitcom, what I meant to say, sit down interview, but...
Right.
What do you think we are going to see and hear this evening? Any thoughts?
I think we're going to see a great example of this, what has been called, I didn't invent the term, post-truth politics. Yes. We're going to see a highly scripted, fictional presentation, okay. Which, you know, people right now, they've been dizzied on the left to the extent that they're not, that internal barometer isn't functioning very well, and they want more of the same, because the truth is, once you are brainwashed,
in
other facets psychologically, is it becomes more and more and more difficult to admit that you have, because the way back seems daunting. It's like detoxing from a drug.
Okay.
People fear the detox. They're like, man, I don't know. You know, now I'm going to have to, get back with the people that I hurt. I'm going to have to change my friendships. I'm going to have to do everything. Yeah, you're down the road a piece. But the wonderful thing is redemption is there for everyone. And you can do it even if you've been a Democrat. you can be redeemed. So I would be looking for craziness. I'd be looking for craziness that they want you to accept as reality. So psychosis, disguised as reality. Like, Israel's the aggressor. Mm. Well, wait a sec. They were attacked and their hostages still being held. Huh? Like, I don't get it. Well, you're just being crazy.
Yeah.
You know, you're not making sense. You know, I don't think you're saying what's in your best interest to say.
Mm-hmm.
These are potent ways of trying to shake you loose from your anchor.
Yep.
And, of course, the anchor being a symbol of, you know, Christianity.
Yeah.
God.
Yep.
Judeo-Christian values. And so, bottom line is, that's the enemy to them. I mean, that is really, you know, that's the enemy.
Yeah.
You don't own that business, Barack Obama said. You thought you owned it.
Yeah, yeah, you didn't know that. Yeah.
Right, but what? You think we would lie to you? You're not making any sense,
yep.
Right? Because the roads, we built the roads that all your employees use.
Mm-hmm.
Well, wait a second. I thought I paid taxes. What do you mean you built them?
Yeah.
You who?
That's right. That's right.
Right?
It's so twisted. You know, one of the funny little takeaways, you're talking about that road to redemption and, you know, every 12-step program, every sort of a fix-yourself thing is, first, you've got to admit the problem, right? So
yeah.
I suppose, yeah, if you are if you stand up and say, well, I'm a Democrat in 2024, okay, there is hope for you. You've taken the first step. I don't know what the other steps are, but that is the first step. You got to admit you have a problem.
You got to look back on, you know, there's a lot of chapters to this gaslighting. You got to look back on COVID and say, okay, we were made to stay home.
Yep.
We're made to wear masks. We put masks on our children. We didn't send them to school. Like, you know, it takes now a reckoning to say, all right, well, the scales are going to fall from my eyes. I'm going to see the truth. This isn't pretty. What does this mean for how I see my country and what's necessary on the road back to reality?
Mm-hmm.
The road back to reality is always worth it. And never easy.
Wow. Spot on. Spot on as usual. Dr. Keith Abloh is joining us. Now, KeithAbloh.com is sort of one-stop shopping. You get everything, Keith, at that website, KeithAbloh.com. Keith, I need to ask you a question, and you had no idea this was coming, and that's one of the beauties of live interviews and what have you.
Yeah.
So I'm in CVS today, and I, for years, have always gotten my flu shot because one time, many years ago, I got the actual flu. I had always thought I had the flu, and then I got the flu and said, oh, good Lord, there's nothing like I ever had, and I never wanted to have it again, so I always get a flu shot, and people I know are on different sides of that. But, man, the push for the latest COVID vaccine, it's like a loss leader. And I'm just, what is your sense as you look at it? Good, bad, indifferent?
My sense is that if you are elderly, infirm, you could consider it. But it's really a delicate decision because, you know, when you get your body reacting to a foreign invader, and that's what a vaccine is, it's to gin up your immune system.
Right.
And these are types of vaccines that have not been seen before, and they weren't thoroughly tested. That's just the truth.
Right.
So you're putting genetic material different than what vaccines were made of before. These are RNA, mRNA vaccines. And, you know, people do have, I believe, extreme reactions to those vaccines.
Mm-hmm.
They can have immunological overreactions to them. And we're going to find out, no doubt, that, you know, some of what Robert Kennedy has been saying about the number of vaccines that kids get, unhealthy, probably tied to some autism, et cetera. And, you know, I would say this. If you're going to get a vaccine, you probably want to take a supplement, or if it's healthy for you and your doctor says it's okay, a baby aspirin a day for a couple weeks, because your immune system, if it goes into overdrive, that's not good.
Right.
And people have had strokes and the rest of it.
Wow. All right. Well, listen, I always appreciate you being here, my friend. I say it on the air all the time. I hope you know that I mean that from the bottom of my heart. You add so much.
That's very kind of you. My mother will make you chicken soup if you ever do get the flu again, and we will FedEx it down to you, or UPS. I don't know your sponsors, but anyhow, we'll get you some chicken soup from Jeanette.
Well, you know, it is the cure for all that ails you, and every once in a while, it's just the cure. And
yeah.
I'll take
it. Ask her.
I need extra matzo balls. The only request I'm going to make. If you can handle that, I'm in. Keith, we love you, brother, and I thank you for being here. That is Keith Ablo, Dr. Keith Ablo. The website is keithablo.com. I'm torn. No, I didn't want to say I'm torn. No, I think I have made the decision. I'm not getting it, the newest COVID vaccine. There was a part of me for a second when Heidi was saying, well, you got to go to this conference. There are going to be people there. I was like, for me personally, and speaking with my doctor, and everybody's going to do that on their own. Believe me, you're not taking advice for me for medical issues. Don't even think about that. You got to talk to your doctor and do all your research. But I like what Keith had to say. For those who are elderly, for those who are immunocompromised, this could very well be okay. But again, this whole mRNA thing seems to be causing a lot of people to scratch their heads. It is 5:49, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.